Hi, foodies!
Welcome back. We're your hosts, Kristen Haskell.
And I'm Annalise Forsman.
And today, this is our last show. Sad.
It is sad.
Maybe not last. Who knows?
Last for the semester.
Yes. But what we did, I think, is something that we both love, just in a different form of consuming it. Because you stuff your face.
Oh, me?
Well, we both did, yes.
Yeah, but I love it a lot.
I do. You know, it wasn't her first time, but what we did was all-you-can-eat sushi. But we're going to get into that in a little bit. We want to start off with our classic foodies type of question. So we're obviously going to talk about Thanksgiving, since that was last week. How was your Thanksgiving break?
It was good. All we did was just, like, on Thanksgiving, we just stayed at my house and just ate food and then watched movies and played games. That's really all we did. We played cards, too, but...
Real. That's what basically I did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just, like, Jackbox TV. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, we've played that.
Yeah. I was like, we've only played the, which one is it called? Irrelevant. It's just, like, the one where you, like, fill in the blank. Isn't it? Isn't that the one we played?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I did, and then ate all the amazing food that I didn't prepare any of it.
You didn't? You didn't make anything?
You know what I wanted to do? The mac and cheese.
I know. Wait, let's talk about this, like, real quick. Was it the one on TikTok? Yeah.
Teenies mac and
cheese. Because my dad asked me what I wanted to make for, like, Thanksgiving, and I said my cranberry sauce. And then I saw that later, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I should make that because it looks so good.
Did you make it?
No, because my dad was like, that's not a Thanksgiving food. He's like, no one eats mac and cheese.
It is, though.
It is.
It is.
See, that's
so,
what I was saying.
Like, normal.
I asked, like, someone else that, too, and they said the same thing. So I'm going to make it for Christmas now.
Oh, my.
It's more of a Christmas dish.
It's not a Christmas
dish. Yeah, I think, I think he just didn't want me to upstage him because he knew, like, what I made was going to be better than what he made.
What did he make?
Green bean casserole.
Oh, yes. He didn't want you to do anything.
And
he was like, I need to win.
And yams with the marshmallows on top.
Oh. You know, I don't think I've ever had those.
It's so good. Like, well, my dad, like, gets the sweet potatoes out of the can, so they're just, like, covered in sugar. So, like, the marshmallows, it's just, like, sugary.
Oh, okay.
But it's so good. You've had a green bean casserole, though,
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
No, I love that. The mac and cheese would have been a lot better, though.
Yeah, next time.
I wanted to make it, but Blackout Wednesday got the best of me in that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about that. We can talk about it later. Anyway, I would say my favorite thing would be... It would have been the mac and cheese. I know I would have said that.
Yeah.
But my mom made this, like... Brussels sprout casserole thing with, like, cauliflower. And it sounds, like, when I saw it, too, I was like, what is that? What is that? But I feel like my mom's a good cook, so I was like, okay, you know what? Open mind, open stomach. Let's dive in. And it was good. It was actually one of my favorites.
That's surprising. I like Brussels sprouts, like, occasionally, but, like, I don't know. I bet if I tried
they're
it, though,
like
I would
roasted,
like
they're, roasted, though. Like, they're not, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's what my mom does.
Which makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I would never eat one just, like, plain.
No.
You know what I mean? Cut it up and just take a little bite
I bet
out
if
of
it was also mixed in with, like, cauliflower and stuff, like, that would be good, too. I love cauliflower.
Yeah.
But, like, so that way you're just not tasting just the Brussels sprouts.
Right. And there was, like, a specific, like, sauce in it, you know? Which that I could not tell you what it was, but it was really good. Another classic would be the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, yeah. We don't do that at mine.
You don't?
No.
So, y'all can't have mashed potatoes and gravy, and then mac and cheese isn't a Thanksgiving food?
Paint me
your average Thanksgiving dinner. Like,
oh.
I'm kind of curious.
Well, like, this one's just Thanksgiving with just, like, my immediate family. But, like, Thanksgiving with, like, my grandparents, like, looks different. But I don't think we still eat mashed potatoes there either.
Really?
Maybe I just never picked them up, but I'm pretty sure we, like...
That's just
I think
a staple,
the last time
in
we had
opinion.
It, we did, but we never made it growing up.
Like, turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy is such a classic thing.
See, I don't like it that much, but anywho, I'll paint the picture. We have, like, Hawaiian rolls.
Yep.
Like, this is, like, with my immediate family. And then yams with marshmallows. And then my mom makes stuffing. And then green bean casserole, turkey, ham... Cranberry sauce. I feel like I'm forgetting something. I think that's it. I think that's all we have.
Did you say the green bean casserole?
Yeah. And then we just have the pie.
Pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie, yeah. Perfect. From Costco.
I've heard it's actually good.
It's so good.
I've heard it's good.
We bought, how many did we buy in the past, like, 2 weeks? I think we bought, like, 3 or 4. Like, my mom bought one for work. I bought one for, like, Maggie. Oh. Like, just Maggie to eat herself. Because she ate the whole thing. And then I bought one I bought one for my cousins when we went, and Maggie was the only one who ate it. Who else did I buy it for? I don't know. We buy it all the time. Oh, we bought one for our family's Thanksgiving. That was, like, 4.
See, I want to try it at some point because I've heard good things.
It's only $5, and it's huge. Like, it's a really big pie for
$5. $5 is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I got to think about what we had. I already said, like, turkey. We always do ham, too.
Yeah.
And then, like, stuffing, obviously. You guys don't do stuffing? You didn't say stuffing.
I think I did. I said my mom made the stuffing.
Did you?
Yeah, my mom makes some stuffing.
Well, I'll check that later. Okay. I was like, I might have just, like, kind of blacked that one out. Stuffing, the mashed potatoes, gravy. She makes, like, this, like, jello dessert with it, too, where it's, like a granola crust. Like, no, not granola. Oh, my gosh. Graham cracker crust. And then I don't really know what's in the middle. And then there's, like, strawberry jello on the top.
Ooh, wait. I feel like I know what you're talking about. Is it kind of like a bar? Like, does she, like...
Yeah, it looks like a bar, but it kind of looks like whipped cream in the middle almost, but it's not. I don't know. It's not one of my favorites, so I didn't eat it this year.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound appetizing. I don't like Jell-O. I don't know. I like Jell-O, but I don't know if I could eat Jell-O with other things in it.
Yeah, well, that's, like, it's just, like, the fruit. Like, it's not anything, like, you know what I mean? Like, the Jell-O itself doesn't have anything. It's just on top. So, I mean, you don't have to. I don't know. Personally, we had pumpkin pie and... coconut cream pie.
Ooh.
So I was kind of like, I'm not eating the other.
Yeah.
I also got judged because we had salad, and that's like the only thing I didn't eat. And I was like, all right.
Who would eat salad on Thanksgiving?
That is also what I was wondering.
So the salad at Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is the time where you just like eat so much that
your pants
gain
hurt.
An extra 10 pounds for the day. I don't know.
Well, Thanksgiving is for foodies.
Ding. Did you get my joke?
I guess say it again.
I said, I guess you could say I was stuffed, like stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that funny, but in my head it was a little funny. We can move past that.
Okay. Thanksgiving is for the foodies.
I did hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is for the foodies.
Yeah, because we just eat.
Favorite holiday.
Yeah. Does your family, like, make the meal? Like, when do you guys eat it for, like, lunch or dinner? Sorry, this is, like, weird.
See, it's kind of weird because I feel like every other year we do it different. Like, we didn't eat until, like, 5:30 this year for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then, like, I feel like other years it's, like, more like 2 or 1.
Okay, we eat at 12 every year.
Crazy.
Like, we eat, that's our lunch. And then we'll, like, just, like, sleep and, like, play cards the rest of the day. And then, like, we'll eat, like, a little bit of leftovers and just eat leftovers for, like, 3 days. And
yeah.
It's my favorite. I love eating the leftover Thanksgiving food.
I do, too. I have been munching the past couple. The days that before I left is amazing.
It's so good. The best food.
I had, like, going home, too, I always have to, like, eat certain places.
Yeah.
Like, Indian. My favorite Indian place is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. You know what's really funny? This doesn't relate to this at all, but when I was there, it was the night that Huskers were playing Iowa. And at the time, we were winning. Because we were winning. All the way up until, like...
The third or fourth quarter,
like, for so long. And there was this, like, little boy sitting at a different table, probably, like, 9 years old, and wearing all Iowa gear. And I was, like, side-eyeing.
Did you think of me?
I did, actually.
Yes, because we won. I was so excited.
I wasn't.
So excited. I was, like, yes. I was, like, this is the one game of the year. I just need them to win. So... Huskers suck. Can I even say that?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. I'll, it's okay. I'll recover for her. I wanted Huskers to win.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm an Iowa fan.
And that's okay. Nobody has to be perfect.
I'm perfect since I'm an Iowa fan. That's what they just say because they lost. No one listened to them.
Yeah,
I know there's some I know there's some fellow students here at UNL who are Iowa fans, and I would like for them to stand up because I feel alone.
Iowa fans need to go back to their own country of Iowa.
Country? Bye.
You knew what I was referencing.
Nebraska's like, Iowa is superior to Nebraska. Like, Nebraska's just like a worse version of Iowa. And you like Iowa.
I do like Iowa.
You like it there. Don't bash us.
I'm not bashing Iowa itself. I'm just bashing the school.
Yeah, the state of Iowa, though, is the school.
I know. But I don't, I've never associated the Hawkeyes with Iowa. Like, I know that's, really, sounds really stupid, but I'm just,
It's because all my family lives there, and, all my cousins are big fans.
Your dad's a huge fan.
Yeah, there was one year, I just remember this, because this is off topic, but, before, this might be embarrassing, before every Iowa game, we'd rub this helmet my dad bought, and it was, really limited edition Iowa uniform. And we'd rub the helmet every time before.
Oh, so you guys are that type of people.
Yeah.
It's giving Notre Dame fans to me. I know people.
Oh, okay. No. Notre Dame fans are scary. I know that because my grandpa's one. I went to the Iowa State and Notre Dame game a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
They had the full game. So scary. The fans are scary.
Oh, they are in it.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot my brother went there.
I might be going there. In 2 weeks, who knows?
Oh, really?
Because they're playing the bowl game in Notre Dame against Alabama.
Oh, that's actually good. That's a good game.
Since Lane's an alumni, he might get cheap tickets.
Shout out, no offense to Notre Dame, but this is another game that was really good this year. It was NIU and Notre Dame. NIU is the college I lived by in Illinois.
Oh.
So it's a smaller school, and Notre Dame's so good at sports and everything. And
they won, didn't they?
They beat.
Because that's the only reason I know that is because Liam's talking about that, because Notre Dame's been plummeting people this year. 40 against nothing, mm-hmm. basically.
And then they beat them.
And that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing for Notre Dame,
but I will say I don't like NIU that much, just the area, but
you're just from.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
I was so
difference.
Happy. I was yes. And Drew and his friend were going to go that game, and they decided not to go. I was that would have been such a good game.
It would have been a really good game. I like that we should move on from our sports podcast to our foodies podcast, but the one thing I would like to point out is I love the gold Notre Dame helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're made out, they actually have some sort of real gold in the paint that they mix in.
Oh, that's cool.
That's why they're so actually, shiny. Really shiny. Not just, a gold, paint, you know what
I mean? Iowa?
Yes. is there... I thought their helmets were yellow, just regular.
No.
I didn't realize it was gold.
It's gold. It's a specific gold yellow, and I only know this. This only makes it worse for me.
The one that you rub the helmet of?
No, that one was a different shade of gold, but when we lived in Minnesota, we were redoing, we built a basement in our house,
mm-hmm.
and my parents were deciding what to
paint
the walls.
Oh my God, you're lying.
No.
You're lying.
We painted it Hawkeye gold. Every single house we've had, except for the one that I live in now, had, a cute... our basement was just Iowa. That was the only thing on the walls.
The man den, basically.
Yeah, but, there's just so... We have so much Iowa stuff. I couldn't even tell you all the stuff that we have.
I believe it because I've walked into your garage and, Iowa immediately. I'm
yeah.
I see it. I think I know what they like.
And on my dad's car, too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, this is a random thing, too. This just is digging me deeper in a hole. But when we moved into our house in Illinois, the people before us were also Iowa fans. So Drew's room was painted black with one gold stripe around the room. So he had, a Hawkeye bedroom.
My gosh. The dedication is unreal.
Yeah, we're just true fans. And I guess you guys will have to try again next year, sadly.
Yeah. We could tie in. Do you have a favorite food from the Iowa Stadium? Do they have something specific? We have our red hot dogs.
They don't really have anything specific. Honestly, I'd probably say the beer.
Oh, real. Real.
The beer and the hot dogs. Because we have normal hot dogs. They're not red.
Yeah.
They're normal stadium hot dogs. I don't like the red.
I love the red dogs.
I like hot dogs occasionally. I have to be in the mood for it. And just seeing a red dog, it makes me, not want to eat it. It just looks unappetizing.
I can't relate to that. I was down two at a game one time, and I...
At the same time.
No. Not at the same time. I double-fisted them. I brought them. I bought them at the same time, but I didn't eat them both at the same time.
No, it was one bite.
Well, not that... you gotta keep the other one warm.
Yeah.
And you gotta finish the other one, then you head in, you deep dive into the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I feel ya.
Anyways, we're gonna talk about our sushi experience. All you can eat. Now, this was my first time. I was really excited, but I was also so unprepared.
Yeah, you have to, not eat all day for that.
I feel honestly... going forward, I wouldn't even eat, like, 24 hours in advance. Like,
see, and that's so crazy because, like, when I did it the first time, I had, like, breakfast and then a smoothie and then I had that.
I just feel like for me, like, because, you know, rice, like, it expands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, so I was, like, we'll get into what we ordered first, but we got 3 rounds in because not the sushi, though, at the end. It's, oh, 4.
Well, I thought we had 2. We had 2 rounds.
No, we have 2 rounds of sushi. Yeah. Miso soup is our 3rd round. And then the ice cream.
Oh, wait. That counts?
I think so.
Okay.
Because it's all stuff we ate.
Yeah.
We did different rounds. Not sushi every single round, but we did. Because that was included. So, at this place, like, specifically, which I also wasn't expecting this, like, you can... I didn't think, like, you could do appetizers included in your round for the... What we did was... $28, maybe 30 per person.
Yeah, which is like a standard price.
Which is not bad because, like, when I've went to places with people and, like, you know, like, oh, let's just, like, share the order, you know, it's usually, like, $60.
I think, like, even when you and I went to another sushi place in the Haymarket that's right next to this all-you-can-eat place, we spent... I think we did get dessert, too, and appetizer, but still, like, the portions are just completely different. Wasn't the bill, like, $80 in total?
Oh, yeah.
We each paid, like, $40.
Oh, yeah.
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 So this is, like, definitely a better deal, especially, like, if you don't eat all day, like, then you get more food for,
you get,
like,
more out of it.
Money. Yeah, you get more out of it.
All I'm going to say is I had to push through. I was round one, and I was ready to be done. I was like,
I had to pull through, though. I had to finish.
We should get to that. Yeah. Let me think what we got first. We got a Philadelphia roll first. We got the shrimp tempura roll. The manhalo.
Tempura.
Where's the other one?
I think, did we only do 3 the first
round? No, because what's the one with the spicy, the pepper tuna on it? Was it the Kasumi one?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, okay, that's what I was missing. Because we just got a repeat of... pretty much what we got the first
time,
except one different thing.
It wasn't the pepper.
The shrimp tempura was the second one.
Yeah.
Because we got the Philadelphia twice, and then that one. Because we got 3 the first time, and then we got those 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, big note, read what you're ordering. I don't know.
And also don't rely on the pictures fully.
True. Because like, when I looked at it, I didn't notice that, and I didn't, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it said peppered, but I think there's a difference between peppered and, like, coated.
Coated, yeah. Basically, Kasumi, automatically 0.
Yeah, okay, I wouldn't give a 0. I think I'd give
it... I didn't like it.
I'd give it a 3. Okay, if it wasn't,
the inside was kind of a little weird to me.
Okay, I didn't mind the whole thing as a whole. Yeah, I didn't mind the whole thing as a whole, but, like... You just thought the pepper was spicy and, like, gross.
Well,
I didn't think it was horrible.
It was a lot. So, like, to paint the picture, like, a regular, like, sushi roll. But the inside of it was also different, too. Like, not compared... It's, like, almost like... Like, you ground the paste up or something and put it in a sushi roll.
Oh, wait, was not that one. Was it?
Yeah, it was the same thing.
Oh, wait, it was, because I just went to sushi with Maggie, and I was worried that, like, her roll was going to look... No, sorry. I remember what you're talking about now. No, Kasumi was, like, a...
0.
I give it, like... A 1, just to be generous.
Well, and peppered, like, tuna is what it was supposed to kind of be like. Yeah. And it was just, like, a tuna piece on there, like, what you normally have, except...
It was black.
Pepper smothered in it. Like, I was like, what?
Yeah, Kristen was like, what is this? I was like, I think it's, like, At first, I thought it was, like, maybe it's, like, those little, like, balls that they put on top, and they just, like...
I thought it was eggs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like... I was like, it looks a little weird. And then I think after you ate it, you're like, this is spicy. And I was like, what the frick is this spice? So then I read it, and it just said peppered.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of it. Which I have never seen pepper used on sushi, ever.
And also, I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I feel like I ordered the wrong thing than what I looked at.
I hope you did.
Because I wouldn't have looked at that and been like, this looks amazing.
Yeah, because the inside, like you said, it was, like, all mushy and, like, just, like, having to put down to finish, because I had to finish
it. Yeah, she did pull through. I could not.
Because there were so many pieces that were just, like, coated in the pepper. It was, like, the ends had, like, almost, like, maybe just the tail end that was, like, lightly peppered.
And also to point out, like, that's pretty, I feel like everyone knows this about all you need sushi. In order to pay, like, all-you-can-eat price, you have to eat every single thing. Like,
yeah, everything.
We couldn't have picked it off and left it. Because I bet you they would have been like, okay, need to pay a dollar for this little peppered tuna that you didn't eat.
Yeah, that was crazy. But, yeah, that one was not good. Like, just, like, the whole texture in your mouth, it did not work well. I did not like it.
And I'm not going to lie, I've never said this about sushi before. I've never really had a roll that I was like, okay, like, I hate it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm usually pretty good at picking out things that I like.
Yeah.
And I'm not that picky. Like, I do like a little spice in sushi, too. And worst roll ever.
Like, no, I agree.
I don't even get why it's a thing. I don't know why you would enjoy it.
It was disgusting. Would not recommend.
And if the foodies don't recommend it,
don't buy
it. Just don't even look at it.
Yeah.
We're here to make good choices, not bad ones. So overall, zero. Never again. Would die if I ate it again. You could not even force me. So do you remember our death row meal? Like, mm-hmm. We're like, oh, all the things we love. This would be like anti-death row meal. They're like, you did something so awful that you just have to eat something terrible.
Yeah.
And then I would just be like, this would put me to death. I don't need to be given them.
Was it tuna that was in the middle of it? I think it was just tuna.
I feel like it was, like, ground-up tuna with, like,
others.
It was, like, I don't really... It's the weirdest thing I've ever had. Like,
so it was ground-up tuna, and then it was the raw tuna on top.
Yep.
And then...
Which I like raw tuna. I have no problem with tuna or tuna in general, but, like...
I did not like the texture.
Just the way it was executed was so weird.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a piece of tuna in the middle either. I swear to God they put it in a blender and, like, made this little,
mashed
like...
Mashed it.
Yeah. It was so weird. Don't get it.
Do not get.
Or get it for fun. Maybe we're lying. Anyway. One we got twice was the Philadelphia roll. I loved it.
I loved it, too. It was a nice... I think
it was refreshing. It's the only thing that got me through.
Literally, like, that's why we got it twice. It was so that we had, like, just, like, a nice, dense, light one that wouldn't be horrible to finish.
That was a devious round, to be honest, because we had the one we hated. And we had that one, which was really good. But then we got a deep-fried roll.
That was so good.
This is the Modelo.
I loved
and
it.
It was really good, but that's what made everything harder, because, like, the deep-fried roll was filling me up. And then I couldn't even, like, try to convince myself to eat the peppered one.
Yeah, because the end of it, like... Like, the last two rolls that, like, are at the opposite sides of the, like, when they're wrapping it.
Yeah.
Like, we're just, like, it was, like, a ball of fried. Like, it was just, like.
Yeah.
It was, like, a deep fried sushi. It was so good,
deep, deep fried. They deep fried that twice.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was really good. But I was struggling so bad because I was, like, oh, my God. And I like, did prepare. I did not eat, like, barely. I think I had a coffee that morning and that was it. I was, like, okay, I cannot eat
I just remember being, like. I think all I had that day was pie for lunch.
You did. I remember that. I remember this because you didn't like it.
No, it was good. I just got sick after.
Yeah.
But, that's all I ate that day. And then, like, I got sick, so, like, I was just, like, I just need to, like, take a break. But I was pretty hungry and, like, tired by the end of the day, so I was ready to eat.
I was, too. But it already, like, I had high hopes. I was, like, I'm going to be able to eat at least two rounds and not complain.
Yeah.
I didn't make it past one and I had to complain because I was already full. And I was like, holy crap.
I don't blame you.
We did get eight pieces per thing as well. Because some rolls are like, you know what I mean? Like, depending on what you get, like, some are 4, 6, 8. Because the ones that are 4 are like the little, like, nigiri where it's just the salmon piece. You know what I mean?
I've had that.
Yeah. So. It's, you know what I mean? You never know how big it's going to be. It does tell you. I didn't read that. But good thing we didn't get the gorilla roll, which was 10 pieces, and it was deep fried.
Ew.
Can you imagine?
No.
Ooh. It makes me want to gag just thinking about it.
And then for our second roll, I remember we got the Philadelphia roll.
And the shrimp tempura.
Yeah, which I didn't like either. I think it was just because those ones were like...
They're huge.
Thick. They were just so round.
Yeah, they were.
Because that's what I choked on.
Because also some of the veggies that were in it were sticking out of it.
Yeah. That was the one that was falling apart in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it also, like, was that the one where it was, like, it was the rice first and then the seaweed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those ones.
Yeah. I agree. It was, like, I didn't mind it. I really didn't. But... Because we were trying to, so the strategy at this point, too, also was, like, we need to pick a roll that's not as many as well. And that was, like, not as many, but pretty much the same amount because they were huge.
Yeah.
they were good. I did like them. And obviously, I think, as you can tell with the overall theme, the Philadelphia roll takes the cake.
It does. Like, those are the classics. That's, like, the
most... That kind of makes me mad because it was the most basic one we got.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it is.
If it was, like, a different place, like, a different sushi place, I'm thinking of one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we wouldn't have said, like, the normal ones. We would have said, like, the ones that, like,
yeah,
you know,
I agree. I do agree.
That are, like, more extravagant.
At a different one, I do have better options to order.
Yeah, but I liked the experience of all you can eat.
Yeah, because this is the only one that I know of that does it.
Me too.
So, and it was, you know, it was my first time also eating there, too.
Yeah.
And it was yours, wasn't it?
No. Oh, at there? Yes. I thought you meant all you can eat.
All you can eat, yeah.
No.
I mean, like, this place specifically in Lincoln.
Yeah, no, that was my first
time. Okay, that's what I thought. But we did have to wash it down with some miso soup.
Which was so good. It was kind of, it got cold really fast. Like, I was, like,
slurping down. For some reason, I was so stuffed, but we got to the miso soup, and I downed that.
It's so good. It was a nice palate.
Yeah, because I feel like it made everything in my stomach feel less just, like,
stuck.
Yeah. Really, like, helped just get it all out. But, not in that way. Anyway. We did get dessert. We got green tea
ice
cream.
We always get a sweet treat.
You're not a foodie if you don't get a sweet treat. Sorry. That's not how that works. Unless you ate, like, 6 Big Macs, I guess that'd be okay.
No, but you always have to down it with a McFlurry or, like, a pie.
We have to cut that out.
Oh, shit.
I know. I realized because I fucking said that. I'll change that. You can only be a foodie if you eat, like, 6 hamburgers or something. Then maybe dessert's not warranted, but also you could get a milkshake to wash it down.
True.
Is the philosophy at hand, I think. We should make a foodie's philosophy.
Glossary?
That'd be funny. Like yeah. What can you do to be a good foodie? It's like the Bible of foodies.
True. We could do that.
How to be a proper foodie. No cheat codes.
A handbook.
A handbook. Anyway, so we got the green tea ice cream for dessert. What'd you think?
I liked it, actually. It was really good.
It really, like... You know what? I was surprised. I did not see any mochi.
I think
place doesn't have mochi?
I feel like I've never really had mochi at a restaurant until I met you. Like, I just had mochi, like, from, like, the store and stuff. So, I guess, like, I don't really know.
Yeah, but, like, when you go to an average sushi place, they always have mochi. They do. I swear on it.
There's one I know that doesn't, I'm pretty sure.
Right hand on my Bible. What...
And I worked there, so I'm pretty sure I would know.
They don't?
I don't think so.
It's just weird. Like, it's just weird to me if you don't. Do they have dessert?
I don't think so.
That would make sense. Because I don't see a dessert menu.
No, they do have dessert. I know they have dessert. I don't think they have mochi, though, because I've been there for my friend's birthdays, and they give them a free cake. A slice of cake. I know, and I've gotten, like, fried...
Oh.
Like fried cheesecake from there too.
I don't see it. I don't even see the dessert menu, so we might have to look into that later.
I think it's only like in person that you get it. You can't look it up online.
Yeah, they probably don't let you order dessert, which is also weird to me because other places do that. Like, why not? What's wrong with that?
True. They don't accept the foodies, which I'll take the slander because that place isn't the best either.
Yeah. Not given... No gold stars.
No gold stars.
Their sushi game's kind of weak, actually, I think.
True. Except for one roll that they have.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, the one with beef in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is good. I don't know if we can say the name or should say the name.
Oh, you can say the name of it.
The Husker Roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhere, I know another sushi place has, like, I know a lot of sushi places actually have, like, rolls themed with, like, the place that it's from, like, made, like, the sushi place.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I like that. Original, like, names. I like the original names.
Like, imagine a lobster roll from...
Oh, my gosh. I just got... Sorry. Last night, I just got the sushi roll, and it had, lobster in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Then it had shrimp in the middle of it, and then it was, like... Like, baked lobster on top of it with, like a thick layer of, like, sauce and then, like, Cajun seasoning. It was so good.
What?
Yeah.
I've never had a roll like that, I don't think.
It was in Kansas City. It was so good. Like, at the plaza.
Well, sorry, Lincoln foodies.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
It's only 3 hours away. Make the drive.
Make the drive.
Make a trip out of it.
We're not going to say what it is, but you can sure find it.
Yes. It's right by, like, a steakhouse on the in the plaza.
Perfect. They'll find it.
They will. Let us know if you find
it. You have to be dedicated.
True.
I would look everywhere.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
That sounds good.
No, it was also, like, you've been to the plaza, right, in Kansas City? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Do you know, like, there's, you have to, like, walk down, like, the street, and then there's, like, a steakhouse, but it's, like, on the other side of the plaza. Like, it's facing the road.
Oh.
Like, the main street. Like, I think, you know what I'm talking
I
about?
I think I know what you're talking about because we stayed in a hotel near the
yes,
plaza.
Yes, and then it's across from, yep, you know.
I know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's where the sushi place is.
Oh. You know, I think another sushi thing I do want to try in the future is the conveyor belt one.
Oh, my gosh. No, because my cousin and I ordered last night. We ordered sushi to go pick it up.
Yeah.
And as we were walking to the sushi place, I turned my head, and it's a rotating one.
And I know was like, I know which one you're talking about.
I know. And I was like,
because I wanted to go
so bad. I was like,
so
we should have went. I was like, we literally could have went last night. But I told her, I was like, next time I go.
There's one in Omaha.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I just don't know where it's at.
We'll have to find it.
I only know because one of my friends wants to come and go to it.
It's so good. I love it. And can't you get ramen from those places too? Or is it just sushi?
You probably can.
Because the place I walked past looked like it was ramen too.
Oh, interesting. Can you imagine trying to get ramen off a conveyor belt? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, how you get the sushi? I'd spill that everywhere.
It goes so slow, though. Like, you'd be good.
I don't know. I always have not a lot of faith in myself, so we would see how that would go.
True.
But so overall, are we, what are you saying? Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'll say Philadelphia.
It was good. I will say, although it's hard to say, because I think that might have been my favorite too, but also the monologue role was good. It's just like, was really hard to get down after I was like.
Which one was that one?
The deep fried one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's just, like, it's harder to enjoy, like, the bigger,
when you're trying to not pay extra. Because, like, if, yeah. I guess, for reference, too, if you don't, like, well, like we said, you don't eat everything, you have to pay more.
Yeah.
And it was, like, I think $1 per thing you didn't eat.
Yeah.
Added. So, like, if you got all this stuff and didn't eat, like, 6 of them, like, $6 added on, I think, to the overall all you can eat, which is detrimental.
That is detrimental.
I would have died. We did good.
We did.
We didn't do sushi for all 4 rounds, but we kept eating, and I think that's all that matters.
Yeah, we did all you can eat.
We did.
They didn't specify just all you can eat sushi. We just did all you can eat.
Right. But
at a sushi place.
Miso is definitely like, I've been to a lot of, like, you know, like the poke bowls?
Yeah.
Like, there's a sushi place that I like to go to, and they have a poke bowl, and, like, they give you, like, a miso soup before you get it.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's so good. I miss it.
Wait, isn't it here?
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was here.
Have fun finding it. It's not here either. It's Rapid.
Oh.
Rapid City, South Dakota. It's bomb. Do you like poke bowls? I feel like you don't.
Not really.
Why?
I don't know, because even like my cousin was like debating on getting one the other day from this other place we were looking at, and I was like, I just don't know why. I think it's just because like it's so much. It's just like, I don't know. I'd rather it be constructed into a roll, so yeah. I don't have to like keep eating it.
That's fair. I get that. I just like, I don't know. I think you have to have a good poke bowl to change your mind.
That is true, and that's why I'm like, I'm nervous. I'm like, because like, it just, like, sounds kind of, like, unappealing.
Because the one I've had before, I mean, there's some good ones you can get here, I think. Like, I wouldn't discount them out for sure. But, like, it just depends on how good the rice is, too.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, like, fluffy, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one I get at home has, like, salmon, obviously uncooked, tuna. Like, do you know what seaweed salad is?
Yeah.
It has that in it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And, like, the little, they also sprinkle the little, like, you know, stuff they put on top of California rolls, little, like, seeds.
Mm-hmm.
They put that in it. You know, it's so good.
Mm.
With, like, spicy, like,
Stop, you're making me hungry.
Well, that's the whole point.
I know.
It's good. You just gotta open your mind. Like, I feel like if you like sushi, you would like it.
True.
It's basically just, like, having a bowl of your favorite type of sushi.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you can mix. The thing I do like about it is, like, I like kimchi a lot. And a lot of those places, you can put kimchi in it. It adds a little spice to it.
Oh.
Oh, you haven't had kimchi.
No, because that's the thing
we tried. Because that's why I screwed up with our hot pot. Yeah, when we did hot pot, and I thought, well, it was spelled kimchi.
Kimchi.
Which I was like, maybe it's like the Chinese version of kimchi, because kimchi's like a Korean.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was literally just cabbage. That's kind of sad. It's like, damn it.
We were close. One day I'll have it. One day I'll make my decision on it.
If you get poke bowl, you can try it.
True.
And you would like it because you like that little, like, zest or spice.
Yeah.
Added to it.
Yeah, I love spice.
It gives a little, like, hint of, like, oh. And it's like that. It would have been helpful as, like, a side dish when we got the sushi, because it's supposed to be kind of like, you know how people, like, you were saying last time you did it, you ate the ginger to help kind of, like.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been perfect, because it's so, like, feels clean.
Yeah.
They should do that. I know, like, because that's, like, a popular thing in, like, Korea, like, their cuisine, I guess. Like, they'll have all the, instead of, like, a big meal, it's, like, side dishes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
Which that would be, I kind of thrive on that, even though I'm a little foodie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you should get multiple, it's, like 10 plus things.
Jeez. Just,
I'd love that. I would. I'd thrive.
Yeah, you would.
But so overall, out of all of, like, our episodes, which one's your favorite? What do you think this was your favorite thing we did? Obviously, this wasn't anything new.
Yeah, this one wasn't.
It was for me, but not the sushi part, which I feel like it's just, like, the style of eating it. Rough. It was hard for me. But overall, I'm glad I did it. I had fun. I liked it.
Yeah, I would do it again, but just more prepared again.
More prepared, yeah. Game. It's like preparing for a game.
It is. It's pre-gaming.
It is.
For the meal.
Pre-gaming for the meal by just starving yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's my favorite? I would say my favorite thing we have done is overall hot pot.
I was going to say hot pot.
Because that was, I think, the newest thing for both of us.
Yeah.
We had a lot of things where I was like, I've tried it and you did it, or you've tried it and I hadn't. And
yeah.
I think that was probably my favorite experience because we both went into it absolutely clueless.
Yeah, and we struggled.
We did struggle. We looked kind of dumb. But yeah, that's okay.
The food was so good. It was worth it. And it was so warm, too. Like, we needed to go again, especially this
time. Now it is cold. Yeah. Now it's, like, 20 degrees. It'd be perfect.
It would.
So good.
I agree.
I need it.
I do, too. Like, especially today, it's so windy and cold. It just would be so nice to warm up with that.
I know. A foodie's favorite thing is to have warm food during the cold weather.
Yes. Another part of our handbook on how to be a foodie.
Gotta eat the warm stuff during the winter.
Yes.
Are you a... This is kind of a different question, but, like, I drink, hot coffee all around. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
During the summer, like, when it's 90 degrees, I will drink a hot coffee. I'm not ashamed to admit that. It's just... But I drink, like, cold coffee really fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I feel like with the hot one, it's, like, thicker. And, like, especially since there isn't ice in it, it's just, like, more you have to drink.
Right. So I'm just, like... It just cools me down, like, holds me back.
I love the hot coffees, though. Like, I'm, like, a different, like, I drink both, like,
you
all like,
yeah, you do a decent, like, amount of both. I feel like you're the only one, because everyone else I know, like, drinks cold coffee during the winter, and it's, like, 20 degrees. I'm like, why would you want to be holding a cold coffee when you can't even feel your hand in the first place?
Like, I had some great coffee these past, like, couple days, and, like, they're just so warm, and then, like, all of them had, like, that leaf that they make.
Oh, yeah,
they're all little, just so, like, good.
And, like, artsy leaf.
Yes, and just, like, now, like, in this time of year, like, it's just so nice to, like, warm up with, like, a coffee.
It is. And that's what I mean, like, why walk around with a cold coffee when you could be holding a hot coffee to keep your hands warm.
And for you to be warm inside.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy.
That's true.
You know
that's
what I mean? That's what I thought you were talking about this whole time. Like, it
warms
you up
too.
All around.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that does help a lot. I just mean, like, it's so many benefits.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to drink something cold?
I will say in the summer, though, I do like a cold coffee because hot coffee is just, like, it makes me hot.
Yeah.
That's, like, early morning,
when
though.
I do the, like, hot coffees, I'll stay inside in the AC, though.
Yeah.
I'm not a psycho. I don't sit outside, like, by the beach and drink a hot coffee.
Yeah, that'd be a bit weird.
That would be kind of crazy.
What's weirder, though? Would it be weirder to drink a hot drink in the summer or a cold drink in the winter?
I just think the colder drink in the winter makes no sense.
See, I think the summer and the hot, like, makes me, like, just, like, want to gag.
Right. I just think It's just the principle of, like, because I got someone a cold drink the other day, and I had to walk around campus with my, it was cold.
Yeah.
I was freezing. It made me feel more cold as I'm holding that drink. Then mine was all, like, snuggly. And
yes.
Which I'm just, like, I get. I do get the hot coffee in the summer sounds a little more psychotic. I do agree.
Yeah.
But I don't abuse it. Like I said, I don't, I drink it inside.
True. You're not and one
I
of
still,
the psychos.
I still do the cold coffee. It's not straight hot coffee.
24/7. Yeah.
But, like, mostly.
What about matcha, though? Do you get that hot or do you get that
Oh, iced? Actually, I actually prefer matcha ice.
See, I do too.
Because matcha is a hard thing because some places don't know how to make it right.
Yeah.
Where, like, and it's literally easy. I know. If I can make it, anybody can make it.
Yeah.
Like, literally all you have to do, like, when you're making a hot drink, that doesn't really matter because it's hot because it's supposed to disperse the powder when you're stirring it. So when you make, like, a cold drink, you know, that doesn't have the espresso that's going to heat it up, it's just milk and the powder. Like,
yeah.
You have to add hot water to first to, like, get it all mixed.
Uh-huh.
And then put the milk in and then ice, and then it's cold again. So it's going to be hot. But it's, like, the worst thing ever is getting an iced matcha from somewhere, and you're so excited. You're like, this is going to be so good. I've been waiting for this all day. And then the first sip you get is just total, like, grass grain. Like,
yes, that's why people say matcha tastes bad. That's because you haven't had one that was
made
well.
You haven't had one that was made properly, yeah.
No, that's why, like, I'm scared to order matchas from, like, specific, like, small places or, like, just, like, a new place because I'm, like, it's probably going to be, like, it's always a hit or miss.
I always try it once and then, like,
either
it's amazing or I never get it again.
Yeah, but, like, once you know, like, the specific places that do it well, like, a specific coffee chain, that one has, like, the best matcha, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's, like, the place I get there the most.
Yeah. There is one that I also really like, too. But
oh, yeah.
I love putting...
Is that the one you used to work at?
Yep. I love putting raspberry in my matcha, though. Did you try it when I did that?
Yes, I liked it. It tastes like fruity...
Yeah.
It tastes like a fruity cereal.
Yeah. It does. Like, it makes it taste like almost like you're drinking, like, candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's, like, really sweet.
Yeah, but it's not, like, crazy. Like, I think the milk in it does make it taste like that, too.
Because yeah, kind of like strawberry milk, but sweeter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a matcha with strawberry milk?
Yes. I was the one who told you I did that. And I put strawberry in the matcha, and then I put...
Oh, you made it at home?
No, I made it here. Like, at the coffee.
Oh.
Like, I ordered it this way. I didn't make it, but I ordered
it. Wait, strawberry milk? Like,
strawberry?
Milk?
No, strawberry foam? Matcha in the coffee. In the matcha. Okay. Matcha with strawberry syrup, and then I got strawberry cold foam on the top.
Oh, I mean, like yeah, I'm sure that's... It probably tastes the same, but I mean, like, actual strawberry milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
In a coffee?
No, with the matcha.
No, but I love strawberry milk.
It's good. It's really good. It's basically just probably what yours tastes like, except...
Maybe I should get that for my matcha I have at home that I like.
You should.
Because I hate it.
And then it looks cute.
Syrup.
It looks kind of like pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I think. There is a place that I know that's, it's not, it's in Nashville, but that does, that's where I've had that, like the matcha strawberry milk. But they also did like regular coffees with strawberry milk.
Oh.
I feel like it'd be good if you got something like not crazy for like this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the syrup, like vanilla syrup with strawberry milk and matcha.
That sounds so good.
That sounds really good.
I want it now.
Do it. You should just make it at home. That'd be so easy.
Yeah, because all you need to buy is just strawberry milk.
Mix it in, mix it in, mix it in.
Yes.
That's such a hot take, matcha.
I know a lot of people who don't like it because they all say it tastes like grass.
But like what you said, like everyone just has to have like, actually good matcha.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're such a matcha hater, you need to go, like, to Japan or something, because that's, like, the biggest, like...
Yeah.
They're matcha everything. Matcha mm-hmm. everything. Like, matcha cheesecakes.
Ooh.
And, like, lattes and, like, all these different desserts. And it looks actually... Because I know also people complain, like, well, like, it's not even real matcha. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've heard that a lot. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like... How do you distinguish, really?
Buy real matcha and make it at home.
Yeah. But also, people just don't know how to make it right.
True.
Which I don't understand, like, why it's really that hard of a concept, but that's okay.
We support all types of matcha lovers.
We do.
Except for the ones that don't like matcha.
Yeah.
Because then they're haters.
The chunky, the smooth.
Yeah.
you like your matcha a little bumpy, you know, that's okay. Not for me, but
imagine just like getting like a chunk of it and then having
that's to the like that's powder. that's my biggest thing. Like, I'm so scared to order it, especially since I did work in a place and I knew how to make it. I'd pretty much at the time I would never order it somewhere else. Like, I just have it when I was on my shift.
Yeah.
Or make it before I left my shift because I was like, I don't trust anybody else to make this for me.
You're like, I'm the only one who can do it.
Yeah. And I know there's better ways of making it. Like, the little, like, there's, like, a matcha tool. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the whisk.
Yeah. Yeah. For that, which I've never used that tool, like.
Yeah, I want it, though, so badly because I just have, like, the frother. Matcha.
Oh, the froth. Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I'm, like, used to using, too. Which I feel like it's just as good. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the little, like, mixer thing is supposed to bring out the ingredients, something like that.
I think it,
like,
it's just aerates, in their heads.
But I think it, like, aerates it.
I think it's just in their heads.
But why would we have a separate tool for it? Like, actual professional coffee places use it. You feel?
Yeah, that is true. So, I don't know.
There has to be a way that, like, it makes it taste better. Or maybe just mixes it better.
Yeah.
Then instead of getting your little clumps that you get. Trauma. That's, like, the worst thing. I would never wish that upon anybody.
What about your worst enemy?
No, it's just too bad. Like,
and you... That's crazy.
Well, it is. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say, to add?
Not really.
Okay. Well, thank you, foodies, for being with us.
We really appreciate you. We hope you enjoy our podcast and want to listen to more because I think we'll decide if we want to keep doing this or not, but I think we probably will.
I think we will.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't want to talk about eating?
Yes, because we always love to eat and talk about it. But we'll have more. We'll take like a hiatus, and then we'll have more episodes out soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because we also have more things to talk about.
We do have a lot of things to get through.
Yeah, we have a whole list.
We got to do ramen next.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that, because that'll be interesting. For a little, like, sneak peek.
Teaser.
We went to somewhere kind of like a Korean convenience store. It's modeled after that. Where you make your own ramen and they give you, like, stuff and...
Yeah, like, it's like a little gas station.
Yeah, kind of. It's like a little, like, gas station kind of, like, thing. And it's good. I loved it.
It was good. I did like it.
Okay. Well, always remember, foodies, don't let people judge you for what you eat.
Yes. Bye, foodies.
Bye, foodies.